Good afternoon. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to worship you and praise you and thank you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Father, I thank you for what Jesus did for us on the cross. I thank you for the magnificent example that Christ left us and showed us what we could do if we would just believe him. Now, Father, as we walk with him today and every day, help us to walk in perfection, Lord, in obedience, and in the example that Christ left us on this earth. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as the Word of God goes out today, I ask you to reveal yourself to every man, woman, boy, and girl that will be listening to this broadcast, that they will begin to understand what is required for us to walk with Jesus and to see the mighty signs and miracles and wonders that he performed. So give us revelation and understanding as we discuss this week what we should be like in the example of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So Lord, I praise you and worship you and thank you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, this week I'm going to talk about what we should be like and the example that Christ left us, that in him there was no sin. And that was the example he left us, that we should not sin. Now, I will have to say, this is absolutely contrary to much of the religious teaching today, unfortunately, because multitudes of religious people today, even many who believe in divine healing, find themselves powerless when faced with those who need deliverance from sickness or demon possession. Now, if you really want power with God, surely this matter is very worthy of serious prayerfulness and deep thought. Now, regardless of former opinions or religious teachings, now this is a reason why some people have power and some do not. And it is not because God is a respecter of persons. Let me make a statement here to you. I want you to understand. I want you to listen carefully to this next statement I'm going to make. Power with God is a direct result of your faith in the Word of God, and your faith only comes by obedience to God's Word. So if you're not walking in obedience to God's Word, then and love. Now, you're also Galatians 5:6 says your faith works by love. So if you're not walking in love, your faith will not work. Now, in this example, the best place in the whole Word of God that I can find to talk about this example that Christ left us is in 1 Peter 2, starting with verse 21 and going on through 23 and 24. Now, let me read this to you. It says, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his footsteps." Listen to what it says was his example. "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, committed himself to him that judges righteousness." And then after you read that, verse 24, it says, "If you have done all of those things, then the Word of God says, with his stripes you are healed." I know lots of people that quote that verse, "With his stripes I am healed," and they have absolutely no knowledge of the three verses in front of that, verses 21, 22, and 23. Now, those three verses right there, they will tell you where you've either got it or missed it. So you've got to absolutely do all of this if you want to walk well and if you want to walk in power with God. You have to do all these things that the Lord says. Now then, the scripture right here that we just read absolutely makes it very clear to every one of us that are children of God, that Christ is our example in every word, in every deed that he performed. We can walk as Christ walked and talk as he talked. Now, if we cannot, then the Lord would have to be a liar. Because if he told us to do this, then this is what we should be striving to do. We should be following his example. And if we try to follow his example, it's not a condition of the feet or the lips, but of the heart. That's the whole secret. For from within, listen to what Mark 7:21 says. It says, let me see if I can find that again. We read that. From within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murder, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile the man. Mark 7:21 through 23. Then the scriptures also says, in Proverbs 23:7, says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." So if you go through life thinking all these bad things, then you're going to do all those bad things. Because whatever you dwell on to think on is what you're going to become. So whatever you do, think on things that are pure and clean. Now then, before you and I can walk as Christ walked and talk as he talked, we must first begin to think as Christ thought. Now that's the big secret. We need to learn how to think. Now this is only possible as we bring into captivity every thought, I mean every thought, and make it obedient to the commands of Christ. Now over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, the Lord makes us a statement here that this, we would be very, very, it would be very, very beneficial to us if we would take this mighty promise that the Lord made us there in 2 Corinthians 10:5. He says to capture every thought and make it obedient to the commands of Christ. Now, I want to tell you, this doesn't just happen. It is an act of determined consecration, requiring purpose and continual application, for the mind loves to wander. Now I'm going to tell you, the mind is the battlefield. That's where the devil will attack you. He will attack you in your mind. And he will put thoughts in your mind. And if you'll yield to those, that devil, those demons, will enter you. And you will become controlled by demonic spirits if you listen and begin to meditate on the thoughts of the devil. Now I'm going to tell you that it also requires a willing exchange, giving up the former ways of thinking and accepting as our own the mind of Christ. Now in Philippians 2:5, the Word of God says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." So if the mind that he had is supposed to be in us, then how are we going to get that mind and make it ours? Well, the Word of God is his mind. What he said in his word and thought is who he is. So we need to absolutely begin to fill ourselves with the Word of God. And as we do fill ourselves with the Word of God, then that mind which was in Christ will also be in us. And we will begin to act on it. Now, it is possible to lead a victorious thought life, even though Satan tries to invade with evil suggestions. I'm going to tell you, you can overcome that beast, but you will absolutely have to walk with the Lord every day. Now, nowhere in God's Word has he declared that man would not be tempted. Even Christ was tempted. But one can refuse to dwell upon evil thoughts. When those evil thoughts come, you don't have to yield to them. A sane man is a controlled man. Now, evil thoughts can be driven out by filling the mind with good thoughts. Because in Philippians 4:8, the Lord instructs us there through the Apostle Paul as he was writing Philippians chapter 4. He says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, of if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, Jesus, he thought good thoughts. And this was the reason that he could walk and talk right, and he could be an example for us to follow. Because if we will take his example, and we will do what he says, then we will be able to do all the same things that Christ did. Now, Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps, who did no sin. Now, people today will tell me, Thurman, give me a break. You know we're just human beings, and it's impossible for us to be perfect and impossible for us not to sin. Well, all I got to say, you didn't read the Word of God very close, because it's clear that the Lord has said that Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow. And as we talked earlier in 1 Peter 2:21, he said, Christ left us this example to follow in him whom there was no sin. So that's what he expects out of you and me. So if he expects that out of us, because we go back to 1 Peter 2:21 one more time, as he said, Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should first follow his steps, who did no sin. Now, you can't get much clearer than that. So as you can see there, the Lord fully does expect us to walk in complete obedience to his word with absolutely no sin in our heart. Now, Christ did not live in habitual sin. He did not make excuses for sin. He resisted the devil and temptations, although he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet he was without sin. Now then, if he was without sin, he is our example, and he stands ready to help us walk as he walked in his steps. Because he clearly said in 3 John 3, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Now that's what the Lord is waiting for you and me to do, to walk in complete obedience to his word with no sin. Now give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can write to us at Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can get to our email to give us an email. We'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 2 to 4 p.m. We're over in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail. That's in North Dallas. That's only 4 blocks from the intersection of Walnut Hill and 35E. Come to see us. Praise the Lord.